Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
And thank you from me as well. This is Mud Toe, and you have entered the Midnight Garden. Thank you for joining me this evening. Fortunately, you have caught me. I wasn't able to finish my dinner before you called in, before I called in, I'm in. So I'm trying to chow down as quietly as I can while I work with this. Would have been a little easier if I had been able to use Zynga tonight, but evidently the place I am does not have quite enough bandwidth for that. So we're going to try and make it happen here. I mean, but we can. I am at Steak and Shake tonight. An okay place. I usually have the spaghetti, which makes a lot of sense for coming to a... It's not steak place, it's a steak sandwich place, if you're not familiar with it. Very sort of original pre-McDonald's type of thing. And they have these shoestring fries. They're kind of neat. As I say, they have the chili mac, the spaghetti with the chili meat and onions on it, which I kind of like. So I'm chowing down on that right now as I do the show. I'm going to try really hard not to choke. And we'll see if this as an interesting exercise in entertainment. Can Mud Toe entertain and eat at the same time? I don't know. I may just have to let it sit here and get cold and then eat when I'm done. But I didn't use last week I was at Roosters, which is a sports bar. And that was, I think, a bit noisy for this activity. So I decided to try someplace else. And I knew they had the free Wi-Fi here at Steak and Shake. And, of course, I like to buy something so I'm not just stealing their Wi-Fi. It is a little quieter here. They do have the incessant pop music playing over the speakers. But other than that, I think it's pretty good. So we'll see what happens. See if they do have a security guard though. So we'll see if I get chased off. I was sitting here looking at my computer and talking into my phone. I could be some sort of terrorist. So you don't want to let that activity sort of thrive in any way. So my topic that I had written down says here, degrees, should I have been so obsessed? And I'm talking, of course, about my bachelor's degree and my master's degree. Two things that I am very, very proud of, which are essentially sitting on the shelf gathering dust now. Because I'm working in retail. I do now have another weekend in the retail business, by the way. And I think I'm starting to do a little bit better, although, of course, my paranoid mind, every time something happens, I guess, what did they say that for? For instance, I'm only on the schedule for 3 days next week instead of the usual 4 days. They're cutting me back. What's happening? What they're probably doing is balancing out my hours with that of other people. And I'm not going to say anything about it unless it happens again the following week. But still, this is the way my mind works. I have to think, what did I do? What mistake was it that I made that caused me to lose that day, even though there's no indication? I mean, I think they would have told me. There's certainly no reason to keep it a secret. So as I'm saying this, I have a fork full of spaghetti hovering in front of my mouth. So let me get this here. Take care of that. Gosh, this must be annoying for you out there. But I do thank you for your indulgence. Oh, another thing, by the way, my my father had some medical tests this weekend, which came out pretty good. So happy about that. And thanks for the positive energy that I know you sent, even though you didn't know this was happening. Because that's the way it works, you know. You send out positive energy for people because somewhere out there in the cosmos, they're asking for it, and you don't even know about it. So so tap into like a energy like a battery net, of positive energy, charging the universe. And quite sure old dad benefited from that. It's not, you know, it's not perfect. He had his plaque or polyps or something in his neck, in the arteries and in his neck, and they evaluated that and determined that it wasn't enough blockage to justify doing surgery, you know, on an 80-year-old guy. So, you know, it's not exactly a clean bill of health, but certainly better than it might have been. And yeah, you know, his last surgery, he tolerated it pretty well. He had a hernia surgery last year, and he tolerated that pretty well. So either way, I think, you know, I think the old man probably would have been all right. But I don't know, if it was me, I would certainly prefer not having surgery to having surgery. Yes, thank you. Waitress. Uh-huh. Real-time restaurant radio production. This is very nice honey mustard sauce they make that I use as a dipping sauce with french fries. Ketchup is okay with french fries. Ketchup is actually pretty good with french fries. But I had this honey mustard sauce once with chicken fingers, and it's good with chicken fingers too. But I think it's better with fries. I think I've come to the conclusion that the honey mustard sauce is really meant for the fries more than anything else, which I shouldn't be eating, by the way. I shouldn't be eating any of this stuff. I shouldn't be eating after midnight, because there's just loads of things happening right now that I shouldn't be doing. But what the hell? I'm just trying to break out of my rut here. I've just been, I think I talked about this some last week, about being working in retail now, and it isn't where I saw myself. It's kind of dragged my energy down, dragged my self-image down. Although, you know, and I know the counter argument very well. You know, nothing shameful in having this kind of a job. It's very very important. In fact, we do have a product that a lot of people like, and they tend to come in, you know, more people because they're looking for the product that isn't so much selling involved. And if not, commission sales, which is also good, because I've tried that before and didn't do so well at it. What's required is just some good old-fashioned speed, dexterity, and stamina. And these are things that are not strengths of mine, never have been, even when I was younger. So I have to find a way to keep my head above water, keep up with these kids somehow, and hopefully stick around at least long enough. The goal I've set for myself, the target, maybe not goal is probably not the right word, the target I've set for myself is about 2 years, you know, in 2020, to be back on the job market again with a vengeance. And really looking, hopefully I can keep this and have that going as I'm looking for something else, and then I can make a smooth transition without having an income fall off. But to really, now that I have something and don't have to, you know, take just anything that comes along, I can really focus my job search. These are the things that you see in all the commercials about how you find a new job or how you get. So I still get tons of emails from all my job boards. And that's the kind of thing they would tell you, you know, narrow down your focus and all that. But again, I still don't have any real idea of how that's going to work. But 2 years, I mean, it seems fair enough. You know, I would hate to walk away from this job under my own steam right away, just because I have a friend there who went out of the way to clear the ground for me. So again, I know it's all. Thank you very much for that, but I'm going to walk away. As long as I'm, again, fairly making my, keeping my head above water and so forth, I don't feel like I'm bringing the operation down. I think it'll be all right, which then brings me back to the initial subject, which is about degrees, getting the piece of paper, getting the sheepskin. And that's what we were all taught. You know, I know I was taught, I'll speak for myself. I was taught that when you're going into school, that's what you worked hard to get. And then once you did, you know, your future would be assured. And that isn't how it came to pass. She didn't hear me snap. I snapped at the waitress. She didn't hear me. Or, you know, bypassed me one way. I need more root beer. Another thing I should not be having is root beer. I'll go mouthful. We got to. Because I mean it was sold to us, I think sold to everybody. It was the most important thing you could do. And if you did it, then all would be well. You know, as I say, your future would be assured. You'd have the house in the suburbs and the commute every day and 2.5 kids and the Netflix on the tube and Sam Adams in the fridge. All that wonderful stuff. But did not come to pass for me. And I've run over it in my head over and over again. How is it that, you know, where was my mistake? What did I do? And, you know, the alcoholism probably had a lot to do with it. But the alcoholism came from somewhere. You know, it didn't just pop into my life unannounced. It's something that runs in my family, but still, something had to have triggered it. There's something missing in my life that made that solution seem attractive. Although that in itself had very little impact upon my work life. I'd say there's one job I probably lost partially because of that. But I don't know that the employer really knew that's what was going on. Just, you know, I think the employer knew something what was going on, but took kind of a preemptive strike, I guess. There's a place where people, they went through people very quickly. So it seemed like they were not afraid to pull the trigger, as it were. When I was shown the door, it wasn't something like the people took notice of. You know, oh, how did that happen? How did that guy get fired? Because, you know, people got fired all the time. So I think I was able to, I apologize again for this eating, but I am so hungry. It's got to be annoying to hear me keep stopping and chewing. So I'm professional, too. I should give back my salary for this episode. But I think the point that I'm clumsily trying to drive toward here is I don't know that my problems with substances contributed to my downfall. It contributed to my personal downfall. But I don't know that any people who employed me ever really they knew that. I didn't think it was a factor in their decision to let me go. There were other things going on. In fact, that may have been. Let me think. I mean, when I was in my glory days, I believe that's the only job that I was let go. I think the other ones I walked away from, mainly because, well, one, I had what I hoped was a better job, and then the other one, my employer had asked me to do something that I thought was unethical, so I quit and went to another place, And then that last place, they let me go after 9/11 because they simply didn't have any work to do. Those of you who were around at that time, industry just stopped for a while. And we had my company I was working for had no business, nothing to do. And I had only just come on board, and I was on there for a pretty big number. So I was one who got shown the door, which I can understand. Also figuring into that equation was that the gentleman who had hired me away from this other outfit where I thought I was being asked to do something unethical. The guy who hired me away, company in the same, a place in the same small town, so everybody knows everything about what's going on. This guy hired me away, and that he died. He had before I was there, he had multiple transplants, and was constantly having to have, medical maintenance on that. And I guess he was in the hospital, and someone messed up his medication, and it killed him. So, there again, standing there, very new employee, only a few months, sitting there on a very big number, and the guy whose idea it was to hire me was gone, and the person who had taken over really didn't have a lot of, he was a sales-oriented guy and didn't have a lot of idea of, how he was going to utilize me. So it's not at all difficult to understand how I got shown the door there. But again, these are all, sort of external factors. I mean, nothing had really anything to do with me. So as I puzzle over this, working on what happened, what went wrong, I guess I could just leave it at that. If it's just something, things that happened outside of me, nothing to do with me, but that's really unsatisfying. I feel I need something, more definitive than that. Something that I can point to and say, this is the point at which my life fell apart. This is the beginning of my descent into West Side living. And retail working. So what put me here? Why is it that the only Joey I know is this chili mac and plate of shoestring french fries that I'm enjoying so much, and this root beer that I'm running out of because the waitress doesn't notice me snapping at her with my fingers snapping at her. No, I can't do it. There we go. There's the school teacher snap right there. We perfected after years of practice. Get somebody's attention. But it's not working tonight. The waitress does not see me. She's off somewhere else. Back in the kitchens, perhaps. Don't know. But, and here's something that I can be roundly criticized for, and rightly so. My next words were going to be, at least I'm not working here. I don't feel I'm better than the people who work here. I just don't want to do that job. I really don't. I realize how hard the job is, and I don't want to tackle it. So I was as nice as I can possibly be to the wait staff. I'm over-tipped. Especially if she's pretty. And I can be roundly criticized for that. Okay, here comes another bite of spaghetti. Hold on. That's good stuff. I like it a lot. What's cooking on Facebook tonight? Yeah, I'm having trouble to think. I think I've identified my issue pretty well for you. Not sure that continuing to yammer about it is going to get us anywhere. I had a therapist appointment today. first one in a month. That's way too long. I can't go that long. That was scheduling conflicts with my new job, trying to get that settled in. And we talked about these things. We also talked about this girl I've been involved with, who is now out of tree yard just went by. Out of my life for good, I hope. You know, you never know. She's the one who comes knocking on my window at 4 a.m. She's moving away somewhere else. I didn't really sit to listen because we've been on the outs here for the past couple of weeks, and I just told her that I didn't really want to speak to her. But she did stop by to tell me that she was moving away. So we'll see if that sticks. Because we had all the issues springing from that coming into our counseling session today, and then also these work-related, retail-related issues, and what does my life mean? What could it possibly mean as I sit here at the age of 53 wondering what's next and what I have to contribute and where and how I could contribute. Been thinking about the book again, but it doesn't seem to drag me to the computer to actually type stuff. I think my feeling is that if I start typing stuff, I can only ruin it. You know, the stories live in my head, and they're perfect there. And if I try to yes, please. Yeah, that would be great. Thank you. Root beer. There we go. Now we got that taken care of. I'm going to get a to-go cup. Where am I going to put it? I think I got a couple of to-go cups in my car already that I haven't cleared out. Again, way too much restaurant eating, way too much sugary stuff. This is going to boomerang back on me. Certainly this is going to be problematic for me in the probably not too distant future. But there's a milestone every 6 months. I go to my doctor. I got to have an A1C. And that's the judgment on the effectiveness of my life. You know, what is that number? Is it up? Is it down? If it's up, I am a bad person. If it's down, I am a good person. And funny though, I think if it's down forever, I mean, if you get your numbers down below that magic line, whatever it is, depends on who your doctor is and what they believe the magic line is. But so you get it below that magic line, I think you can keep it there forever, but you still have diabetes. You know, still going to show up on your insurance anyway. I think it's not something that it's not something that gets revoked. You're always. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Always diabetes too. We live with it. Just live with it. Doesn't seem to bother me. I don't. That's the funny thing about it. I don't feel sick. I just don't. But I do need to get back on my foot exams, my eye exams, and that sort of thing. First of all, to keep everybody happy, and second, because the government will pay for it when I do it. Because if I push this retail job too far, they'll take my Medicaid away from me. And they do that long before you can afford to get any sort of medical insurance. So, I know the former Obamacare was supposed to take care of that, but my understanding is it really doesn't. I haven't looked into it very much myself, but I know some people who use it, and they say it. They say, well, it's something, which is pretty faint praise. I mean, that lies in my future if I work too much. That's the paradox of this whole thing. I would love to work more, except I'll lose the things I depend upon to survive and depend upon to remain at least partially independent. I can't. The transition from sort of independence to total independence is. There's a black hole in the middle, you know, that you got to jump over, you got to clear somehow. You got to go from, you know, $700, $800, and $900 a month to $2,000, $2,500 a month in one leap to make it work. And that's one of those things I sit and I imagine, and I have a very very healthy and active imagination. Even so, it's hard for me to imagine how something like that might ever happen. I guess we have to keep hope alive, don't we? In some way, I'm not sure how it is. I don't know what, I know the kind of job I would like to do. You know, the kind of jobs I've done in the past and I've been good at. 4.5 years, I haven't had a lot of success finding those kind of jobs. I don't know if that means that they don't exist anymore or that I just haven't been looking in the right place. I know the job boards are pretty much useless. I saw one the other day that actually I was tempted to look at it, even though, as I was saying, I want to stay with this retail job for a while. Thank you so much. And I want to look at that. And what was it? I was so excited about it when I saw it. And then I realized it was on this certain job board that does a lot of bait and switch. They put on the title of your email, you know, great job in this place. And then the ad they have has nothing to do with that. They're trying to direct you someplace else. So they've got, you know, 1,000 terrible jobs in this other place. And I was just, I wanted to punch something. And in the library, it's a bad idea to punch things, so I didn't. I have a great deal of frustration with the way the job search works now. And I've been directed to resources, and the resources have done very little for me. They tell me where here's where you can download a resume template off the internet. I know what a resume looks like, okay? And I know what a resume template and what looks like. And depending on which expert you talk to, how you're supposed to make the resume look. That's not what I need. I need to know where to look. I need to know where to find jobs that would interest me and that I would be good at. I honestly, I'm not looking in the right places because I'm not finding them. It's either that or they don't exist. And I don't really believe that they don't exist. I think they're out there. Everything I see, I look at a chemical company or a scientific supply company or something like that, or a textbook company. But the only thing they want to hire are salespeople or floor workers. There have to be training people or administrators of a different ilk that they would need, that they could bring in without too much fuss and bother. But where do you find those jobs? How do you, do you have to have an insider guide you to them, or what? Okay, guess what? I got my 90-second warning, so I'm finally going to get to finish this dinner. Thank you for tuning in to this very awkward show that I've done tonight. I promise I will not have food in my mouth next week. I promise I will have something. I will have something a bit less poor, poor, pitiful me to talk about. And I thank you for being there. And have a pleasant good evening. That's not what I wanted. Hold on. I mean, you can have a pleasant good evening. That's fine. I just pushed a button and I expected something to happen and it didn't happen. So I can just still talking here until I find it. Hear about this.
You must feel the force around you.
Okay, good night.